Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. I'm going to be doing now a series of Secrets of Career Analysis podcasts for all you beautiful people. This may be helpful, especially if you are looking to succeed in your current job or looking to change your career path or do something in case you have lost your job due to artificial intelligence, AI, and so on and so forth. First of all, let me dispel the fear that AI is going to do anything like taking your jobs and making everybody jobless. That's not going to be the case, at least so far as I'm concerned. Even though I use AI in my podcasts extensively, that is just a correlation mechanism between the notes I have already made from two certification courses I have done. By the way, the entire Vedic Astrology basic course is available now online in the memberships area in case you wish to deep dive and understand all the basics there is to know about this thing called Vedic Astrology. That is also made using AI. But that is just a capturing mechanism for my own notes and my own understanding and my experience of reading charts, okay? So it is not like blindly I have put AI into the business. That's not the way AI works anyway. All right, so talking of secrets of career analysis, first I'm going to be doing between natal and navamsha and using the Jaimini system of astrology. Going forward, I shall be explaining to you all the principles of Amartya Karaka as it relates to your career, as it relates to Jaimini astrology, and what tips you can take from there to understand your career paths and your planets and points. And going forward, I shall even be doing the case studies like I did for all the previous ones. So let's begin with the basics part one. Number one, what is Amartya Karaka in Jaimini astrology? What does it mean by saying Amartya Karaka? It directly means, translated from Sanskrit, it means the minister. Atma Karaka being the king or the soul aspect. Amartya Karaka is the planet in your natal chart which is of second highest degree angle. Jaimini system considers angles, okay? This planet with the second highest degree in your natal chart is your Amartya Karaka. Think of Amartya Karaka as the second house of your natal chart if you use traditional astrology. The Amartya Karaka planet is responsible for earning wealth, income for your family. That planet, that sign, whatever it is sitting on, that is what is responsible for your wealth earning capacity, or in what way you will be doing your profession. What is your profession really like? We'll be using this form of analysis. Check the planetary significations first, the sign which the planet is sitting on next, and then the house placements later in that order of significance. In order for us to understand the energies that are playing into your career part of your life. This is one part of your life. We are only discussing career here. Check the placement of the sign and placement in natal and then see which sign or house it travels to in the Navamsha. First check all the natal aspects and then see where it goes into the Navamsha. Natal is where it will play out in the physical reality like we discussed before in the Nakshatrapada series. Navamsha shows the part that will provide the qualities and characteristics to the Amartya Karaka planet. And you shall see all this as we go forward. Don't panic too much if you find all these concepts very alien, okay? Hang in with me. Now, as you can see in the slide, this one, check basics part two. I've taken a case here, for example, the natal chart is on your left displayed there and Navamsha of the same person is displayed on the right, okay? So we have two charts, natal as well as Navamsha. Now the number of Karakas I'm using in Jaiminis for the sake of this study is 7 Karakas. I'm not using Rahu. Okay, it's not 8 Karakas, it is 7. So the AMK which is said here is Amartya Karaka in this person's case, which is Saturn. And the Saturn, first we have to see as per the rules, is where it is placed. It is placed in the 5th house in the sign of Gemini. In the natal chart, But in Navamsha, it goes to the sign of Aquarius in the 10th house, the same planet. So the travel of the Amatya Karaka from natal to Navamsha, it has changed sign, it has changed house as well. Planet is the same. Okay? Bear this in mind as we go forward. I'm going to stick this introduction in every single podcast just for ease. If you have seen this before, just skip to the part where you want to come to the learning part. Basics part 3. I have used 7 karakas which are considered in this study. The Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and Saturn. Totally 7 solid planets, ignoring Rahu and Ketu, as the basis, as per the scriptures. Okay. Aspects of the karakas are different from the main system. In Gemini system, the aspects are considered based on the signs where they're aspecting each other. Fixed signs aspect all movable signs except the one next to them. Movable signs aspect all the fixed signs except the one next to them. And dual signs aspect one another. Just remember this. You can even GPT it if you want. So it is based on the rules of the Gemini system, not the mainstream system. Okay? Just understand this. After I cover the planets as Amatya Karaka, and going forward by Amatya Karaka in Navamsha and that characteristic, this itself will be very large number of podcasts, then I shall begin the case study podcast for better learning and grounding. Because learning astrology without studying any amount of doing charts, natal charts, studying n number of charts, okay, unless we indulge in that, well, the study of astrology just becomes esoteric. It has no grounding. It has no value. It's like studying physics without any proof in the lab. You have to prove it. Is this true for me or not? That should be your question. It can't be just an idle rant or a philosophical rant of some kind. Vedic astrology is as real as it gets, folks. Okay? Secrets of career analysis. Now let's speak of Mercury as Amatya Karaka in your chart. What does that mean? If Mercury is holding the second highest degree of angle in your natal chart, then it becomes the planet determinant of your career path in these studies. So again, we see the people, the attitude, the types of work and the conjunctions to get a clear-cut idea of how this would work as Amatya Karaka. You can use similar principles for other forms of astrology also. Since the planetary signature is the same, what differs is the method of analysis. So in terms of people, what does it represent? Why do we need to understand this? Because your work might be associated with these kinds of people, this kind of attitude, the types of work and so on. So in terms of people, Mercury represents children, kids, little girls, maternal aunts and uncles, father-in-law, since it's the 9th from the 7th house, okay? Neighbors, friends and siblings. This is the general people association of Mercury. So you might be working in professions relating to any one of these also, or working with them. Attitude. What is the attitude of Mercury? It is intelligence. It is your raw intellectual capacity. That's Mercury. It's your voice box. It's your communicator of hands and voice box. It's a communication skill. They are good analyzers in terms of intellectual logic and reasoning capacity. They can become intellectuals in any field. And Mercury loves to be the originator of new ideas. This is what excites Mercury. Talk about something new. The new craving in us human beings stems from Mercury. The types of work that Mercury as Amatya Karaka brings: communications, obviously, engineering and technology. Why? Because they are analyzers and they bank on reasoning and logic. So if your Mercury and Mars are dominant in your chart, definitely an engineer's path, for example, or technology path. Writing skills, journalism, or even writing books like authors, for example. Hand skills. What do you work with your hands? The 3rd house, your shoulders and your hands. Hobbies. Trade and business. marketing and advertising. This can be the types of work you associate with Mercury as Amatikaraka. The conjunctions now. Mercury as Amatikaraka conjunct Mars. You can become a good person in engineering, any field of engineering. In information technology, IT, software, law or legal studies, sales and marketing, in sports, because all of these have got the combinations of the energy of Mercury and Mars. With Venus, it can become good in branding, in public relations, in design, in media, social media, strategy, content writing. Okay, Mercury combined with Venus could lead to all of these kinds of careers. Mercury with Moon can become good in counseling, especially children, since Mercury is a Karaka of children. Writing children's books even, maybe academic or story books, they are found typically as school teachers also, teaching children. Because Moon is essentially caring for children and Mercury provides that communication skill. Teacher is nothing but that. With Jupiter and Mercury combined, that is Mercury as Amatyakaraka and Jupiter somewhere aspecting it or conjoined, they could make good teachers, careers in teaching line, in publishing, in law and legal studies, in management consulting, because Jupiter is management. Both Jupiter and Saturn have management in them. In also public speaking, because Jupiter loves to speak. It's a non-stop chatterbox in Gemini, isn't it? With Saturn, it can be good in accounting. Think Virgo here for a minute. Saturn and Mercury combined in Virgo. Virgo kind of energy comes here. Accounting. Attention to detail is accounting. Take care of all those five places after decimal points, right? They can be good administration because Saturn is a good administrator, doing systematic, slow routine work. Auditing. Finance again, Virgo again, HR, human resources, because Saturn is concerned about masses, dealing with a lot of masses, and Mercury is a good organizer, it's like an Excel sheet guy, right, HR people, or even data analysis fields, maybe in IT or any kind of data analysis. When Rahu and Ketu come here, things change a little bit. Rahu with Mercury make people good in the fields of artificial intelligence, the buzzword of these days, isn't it? Digital marketing, journalism and software programming, because Rahu is a software kind of guy, both Rahu and Ketu. Rahu makes big platforms, artificial intelligence and digital marketing is what I would consider basically as a first go if I was reading your chart. If Ketu aspects or conjoins Mercury as Amatyakaraka, what happens? Occult sciences research in the field of occult, detective work or research work of any kind, because Ketu loves examining fine things. It stands for microorganisms and research kind of attitude. Even Mercury and Ketu can make engineers, by the way, because engineering you need to study calculus and Ketu is very good in calculus. Mercury is very good in logic. So Mercury and Ketu will also give engineers, missed out here. And forensic analysis, editing and script writing, these could be the careers for Mercury. If Mercury is the second highest degree in your chart, this is what it could lead to. Next, we shall discuss Venus as Amatyakaraka. Stay tuned.
Career studies, Mercury as Amatyakaraka. When Mercury becomes the Amatyakaraka, the planet of intellect, communication, adaptability, analysis, and trade becomes the ministerial executor of the soul's mission. This translates into a professional approach that thrives on problem solving, quick thinking, learning, and versatility. Individuals with Mercury as Amatyakaraka often excel in fields where strategy, data handling, negotiation, and the exchange of ideas are central. They value efficiency, intellectual engagement, and networking, often becoming the connective link between people, systems, or ideas. Such individuals are rarely static in their career approach. They adapt to emerging trends, embrace new tools, and enjoy careers that keep them mentally stimulated. A strong Mercury here fosters articulate communication, persuasive reasoning, and technical expertise. When afflicted, it can produce restlessness, overanalysis, opportunistic thinking, or lack of depth due to constant change. Career fulfillment comes from roles where mental agility and informational control are critical to success. First house, career focus, public speaking, consulting, strategy roles, teaching, media, entrepreneurship, requiring intellectual presence. Strengths, quick-witted, strong personal branding through knowledge, persuasive leadership through ideas. Challenges, over-intellectualizing decisions, career instability from shifting interests. Second house, career focus, finance, banking, commerce, speech-based professions, law, sales, training, family business. Strengths, articulate in financial negotiations, adept at creating value from resources, strong business acumen. Challenges, over-calculative in money matters, potential for career delays due to over-planning. Third house, career focus, writing, publishing, journalism, digital marketing, advertising, skill-based entrepreneurship. Strengths, exceptional communication, adaptability in campaigns, persuasive storytelling. Challenges, scattering energy across too many ventures, short-term focus over long-term stability. Fourth house, career focus, real estate advisory, education, training, homeland administrative roles, business from home. Strengths, ability to connect intellectual skill with public needs, teaching or advising with strong local influence. Challenges, career decisions swayed by domestic concerns, overanalysis, slowing execution. Career focus, education, research, creative media, investment advisory, speculative trading. Strengths, sharp analytical skills for creative or speculative ventures, strategic leadership in intellectual domains. Challenges, overthinking leading to missed opportunities, tendency to overcomplicate creative processes. Sixth house, career focus, law, auditing, analysis heavy service roles, software development, data management, competitive industries. Strengths, problem-solving precision, logical conflict resolution, systematic professional approach. Challenges, mental burnout from overanalysis, nitpicking in teamwork. Seventh house, career focus, business partnerships, client relationship management, diplomacy, negotiation roles. Strengths, exceptional mediator, quick thinking in contracts, adaptability in client-based professions. Challenges, over-intellectualizing partnerships, opportunistic approach, risking trust. Eighth house, career focus, research, investigative journalism, insurance, taxation, technology involving data secrecy. Strengths, analytical skill in complex systems, ability to uncover hidden patterns, skillful in niche advisory. Challenges, over curiosity leading to conflicts, career instability from sudden changes. Ninth house, career focus, education policy, publishing, academic administration, law, international trade. Strengths, global vision with intellectual adaptability, skill in managing philosophical or educational institutions. Challenges, intellectual arrogance, shifting belief systems impacting career direction. Tenth focus, corporate strategy, government advisory, management, marketing, public communication leadership. Strengths, command of professional communication, adaptability in high-pressure decision-making, policy influence. Challenges, overanalysis delaying key actions, risk of spreading focus too thin across projects. 11th house, career focus, social networking enterprises, large-scale marketing, trade associations, tech startups. Strengths, strong ability to mobilize networks, influential and collaborative ventures, adept at leveraging collective resources. Challenges, over-involvement in too many alliances, diluted impact from multitasking. 12th house, career focus, international trade, research in isolation, technology for global operations, behind-the-scenes strategic roles. Strengths, strategic discretion, intellectual contribution to global or hidden operations, adaptability to foreign markets. Challenges, mental isolation, difficulty maintaining visibility for career growth, overanalysis in solitary environments.